Welcome to the museum's antique hall. The elegant classical interior of this hall immerses us in the atmosphere of ancient culture. The exhibition resembles the Pantheon, dedicated to ancient physicians and the history of pharmacy. On a magnificent panel painted on the wall of the antique hall, you'll see the legendary fathers of medicine. Among them is Apollo Pharmace, the god of health, whose name, meaning healer, gave rise to the term pharmacy. Apollo's first student was Aesculapius, also revered as a god of medicine. Aesculapius's legendary daughters are Panacea, the patroness of therapeutic healing, and Hygieia, the goddess of cleanliness, beauty, and prevention. The panel also features several influential women in medicine, most notably the Greek Aspasia, wife of philosopher Pericles, considered the founder of pediatrics, and Cleopatra. Among the famous physicians depicted are our compatriots from the Black Sea steppes of Scythia, Anacharsis, Anabasis, and Toxaris. Scythians excelled in understanding the medicinal properties of poisons and prepared theriacs, complex healing mixtures of nearly 70 substances. Scythian healers also invented the simple yet effective steam bath and taught the use of birch and oak wreaths for strengthening and cleansing the body. Scythian healers introduced incense fumigation, not for religious rituals, but as a preventative measure to disinfect air in crowded areas from disease-causing microbes. They also devised bandages from hemp, flax, and palm leaves, which not only isolated wounds but also provided therapeutic effects. A particularly ingenious Scythian invention was sheepskin splints. Fresh skin would dry and mold to the shape of the injured limb. The legacy of Scythian healers was carried on by the doctors of Kievan Rus, known as distillators. They pioneered healing with mineral-based medicines. Ancient Ukrainian doctors treated wounds and burns with ash and lye and widely used tar, resin, various minerals, clay, and lime. Nearby on the wall are busts of prominent ancient physicians. Hippocrates, considered the father of modern medicine, we discussed in the library. Another is Claudius Galen, a surgeon who was the first to precisely mix substances for medicines and create natural extracts. His remedies are historically known as Galenic preparations. Ancient Greek medicine is considered the precursor to modern scientific medicine, heavily influenced by ancient Egyptian medical practices. Egyptians treated fractures, used prosthetics, and pioneered basic surgery, developing sophisticated instruments for operations. Health advice included daily washing and shaving to prevent infections. Raw meat was discouraged, and monthly enemas were recommended to cleanse the body. Early rising cold water rubs and physical exercise were also advised. During large construction projects, workers washed and changed their loincloths after work. The sick were immediately isolated, and living quarters were burned annually. A dedicated display in the antique hall is devoted to one of Rome's wonders, the Baths of Caracalla, a complex built by Emperor Marcus Aurelius Antonius in 2850, the 3rd century AD. The baths were an ancient Roman wellness center offering a wide array of procedures, including bathing, healing, sports, art, and relaxation. They served as a social and recreational hub, featuring a stadium, gardens, cultural centers, libraries, amphitheaters, and sports rooms, much like a modern entertainment complex. Emperors collected art, statues, and paintings here, and ordinary people also frequented the baths. In the museum's antique hall, you'll find genuine ancient Greek ceramics. Among the exhibits is an original ancient amphora from ancient Greece. The remaining pieces are skillfully crafted replicas. Amphorae were often used not only for storing oil, wine, or grain, but also as export containers. Their conical shape allowed them to be safely stacked in ships' holds, facilitating long-distance transport. Ancient Greeks typically settled near the sea. So how did Greek goods reach the inland Mid-Dnieper region? You'll uncover that mystery in the Artifacts Hall.